This episode of WTF Landier Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show, folks. It's your girl, Char Michelle, and I'm back, y'all. I'm back in the building like I never left. Hey, check it out. If you're alive, well, kicking and tuned into this radio broadcast podcast, you, my friends, have great taste. You're in good hands, and I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for all of us, actually. I am particularly rooting for those of us who are looking up. And I think a lot of us, especially in look, I'm going to jump right into this. Usually I do a little skit at the beginning. It's like improv. You go to the comedy store, you don't just Dave Chappelle doesn't just jump out. No, listen. I'm not saying I'm Dave Chappelle or that caliber yet. I aim towards it. Not in a comedic sense, but in a heartwarming, scary political parody sense. But anyways, bear with me. Usually I do my skit, but now, today ain't the day for skits. Today is the day to dive right in that thing. What I had just read, and we're going to unbuckle it, buckle it up. Send it back to the pit of hell. Because it's weird. I'm telling you straight out the gate. It's weird. And it's weird because a human being, could be responsible for what I'm about to talk about here. You know what I mean? No one man should have all that power. The clock is ticking. You better count the hours. Okay? You find out who that, you tell me who the lyrical genius is behind that content. And I'll tell you who I'm thinking is the one man that I'm talking about here. This WTF Landia radio show, folks. This is your girl, Char Michelle. Char Michelle. I'm here to bring you the juicy, scoopy news. I hope you stick around to the end, because what happens is if you don't stick around the end, or if you try to fast forward, you're going to miss something. The candor and the cadence is thrown off by your, you know, unwillingness to listen. Now, I know that we have a short attention span nowadays, and our C18 bills are forcing us not to listen to, you know, independent journalists, but just listen while we can't, okay? You don't want to have to, do you want to be a free thinker while you can? Free think. Think about freedom and free think. Because, whatever, Bill, C11, C18, whatever, see something, see these, you know, it's weird to have grown up in a land of the free and the home of the brave, and then be silenced, can't protest, without receiving a 20,000 fine against the group. Listen, this is just one group. The next, your group will come next, when you lose rights. Hey, once you start losing rights, you ain't gonna remember you had them. But that takes me off topic. So there's my skit. And that just goes to show you have entered the WTF, what the radio show. Okay? What the freak. is she talking about? That's it. That's what you gotta know here. Okay, we're here for a good time, not a long one. Anyways, what I'm talking about here is I was on the gram, okay? The gram that has monetized my political brain into things sometimes that I don't even want to talk about. But here we are. And I ran across a story, or shall I say a reel, and it had, it was a jazz festival. We know we are into jazz. Jazz festivals are happening. It is the summertime. It is July, just after the 4th. We are in celebratory mode. The sun is shining and the weather is sweet until you're in Baltimore, Maryland. And then all of a sudden, after a nice concert happens, a massive amount of infestation of mosquitoes storm the area. It storms the palace, so to speak. Or in this case, the concert area. Now, this would not be the first time that this thing has happened. And whether... Look, let me stop. I'm jumping ahead. I'm trying to compose myself because I feel like I'm about to uncover some things. But biblically speaking, we turn in some pages. I'll just say that. But non-theoretical and actuality, according to the AP News, Bill Gates' Tide Mosquito Project is not responsible for the recent malaria cases in the United States. What? I thought malaria wasn't a thing. I thought he went to Africa to go do that. Oh yeah, he said he juiced up the veins of black people. I mean, his words were similar to that. They weren't exactly that. I don't want Billiam Gates to come say, I didn't say it actually that way. I said it in another way. We take the healthy veins of a perfect black kid's arm and shoot it up with malaria or vaccines or whatever. Anyways, he did talk about a mosquito project, though. I did look at that. And according to Sportskeeda, Bill Gates releases 30 million genetically modified mosquitoes into 11 different countries. How is this guy walking around freely to do that? Is he opening up his little malaria case, briefcase? He strikes me as a guy that walks around with a briefcase from the 70s. And inside that briefcase is a bag. Go with me. This bag, if you just take a little needle and you pop a hole in it, it releases mosquitoes with malaria. Now, he's had his malaria vaccine, so he's not worried about it coming back and staying in. He's worrying about it getting out there to the rest of the world who's not vaccinated for it. So he has his glasses foggy and greased with a fingerprint on the bifocal region of the glasses. And he shoots them out into the air like an AR-15. Right into the veins of healthy Americans and 10 other countries. What? F you, Bill Gates! Oh my gosh! I mean, free Bill Gates. I mean, no. F you means... Forget you, Bill Gates. I'm a Christian girl. I'm watching my mouth. I don't swear. As, you know, like I used to. And I used to. That was like my way out of things. Just blah, 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 blah. I shake it down with a curse word or two or 13. But you know what I mean? Screw you, Bill Gates. If that's the case... I'm not saying I know that you carry around that briefcase and poking holes in bags and letting them out and shooting mosquitoes into healthy veins otherwise. But I'm saying that you're a mess and we should talk about it. Oh, hold that thought. Welcome to WTFlandia Halftime Show. Press pause and go ahead and grab your favorite snack and your most tasty drink, and we'll meet you back here in just a few. I do hope that you enjoyed that break there and got yourself a glass of water and or a cup of tea, depending on which 11 countries you're in. Maybe you got some citronelle bug spray. Do those candles work? You might need citronella bug spray and a candle, citronella candle, some vinegar, baking soda, whatever you can do to keep Billiam Gates' weapon of warfare out of your veins. I'm looking at this guy's face right now. I'll just go on to say this. If you were violent, and I pray that you're not, you know they have those cartoons, that, you know, punchable face cartoons. I'm not saying, look, whatever. I'm gonna digress. I digress. Bill Gates, Billiam Gates, apparently, and this is all allegedly, this whole podcast is going to be allegedly, just so we can dive into it and not mince our words, because it is WTF after all. The uncancelable, non-cancelable satirical parody, hand quotes, finger quotes, podcast, broadcast. But yeah, it says a company just released 150 genetically modified mosquitoes in these places. And genetically modified could very well mean, and this was in April 30th of 2020. Another one is June 12th, 30 million genetically modified mosquitoes in 11 countries. And he's bought a produce company, I believe, produce labeling company called UPeel, I believe. And according to that research, people are saying that it is connected to adding mRNA into the peel of the fruits and vegetables, or to somehow it's related to the covering over the fruit that we would otherwise eat, that would not be covered in wax or mRNA juice. But here we are in 2023, and it's weird. But anyways, as people have been scared of disease like dengue and malaria, which are generally transmitted through mosquitoes, Bill Gates' team from Oxitec is working on a project to raise awareness about the threat they pose. According to billionaire, mosquitoes are the world's deadliest animal, and people like him need to do something about it. Sure. What I'm tired of is people like Bill Gates going on to find a perfectly black kid that was talking about, it's corn. I mean, look at that thing. First of all, that's a genetically modified, whatever that is. It's not even real, according to some scientists. It's human made. But anyways. And then he goes on, he does a little meme. It's corn. Look at that. I love corn. These serpentines are trying to get us to humanize them. We got Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, two of the more powerful people on the planet, talking about they're going to do a cage match. And then Zuckerberg's releasing a tweet after, I don't know, the whole existence of Twitter has been a thing, just to troll, as they call it, Elon. And they're just, these, like I said, they're just trying to get us to humanize them. Don't humanize. I don't want to humanize that. I want to think of them as the serpents that they are, the Illuminati so that they are, or whatever dark world under creatures that they possibly are. I'm not saying that they are, but in my mind they are, so I'm going to go with that. And I'm not going to humanize that. Some things don't need to be humanized. When you humanize, you attach feelings and emotion and laughter to things that should not be funny. And I don't care about a cage match between Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk. I care about Jesus. And I care about not getting stung by a Bill Gates mosquito or eating a Bill Gates avocado. It's weird. And frankly, it's not kosher and uncouth. All of it, if you ask me. But here we are. I'm not interested in it at all. Okay? But if my suspicions are true, then perhaps that load of swarming animals, mosquitoes, not animals, could be a little part of his project, pilot project, to see how many people he can vaccinate with mosquito booty bottoms. And it's weird. And it brings me to USA Today. And they're going on to say that they are not first of all, how do malaria cases get there? And how and just all of a sudden when Bill Gates releases mosquitoes, they're all of a sudden happening, but they're not tied to Bill Gates. Bill Gates might be a stockholder in the media. Check his stock options. When you go to find out what you're getting, what you're eating, what you're being told, what you're being sold, look for William Gates' stock options and see if he does not have his hand in a high shareholder ownership of the company. Seriously. Because this guy has Revelations 13, 16 all over him. Through 18. That's not cap. In my opinion. Again. Bill Gates, you were invited. You're welcome to join this podcast broadcast and set the record straight. I would love to have you on. We could probably josh around and have a good old time if you say, you know, no, this is not what you think, Char. It's not it. My glasses are not as foggy as they appear. They are actually, I identify with them as being clear. And I identify by my mind as being God. But you're not, Bill Gates. You're not. And if you are playing that, I'll just have to say this. There is a God. The God that created you, in fact, in his image. But when you throw him away, you tack on the small g God, the Beelzebub, the Satan God, and you act more like him than the God who created you. And that's no longer God's problem. But you are his solution. So Bill Gates, what are we doing here? Are you really, 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 really sending out mosquitoes on a whole concert of black people enjoying some jazz music? Is that you? Or is that just a sign of the times? Because biblically speaking, these things will happen. And here's the thing. And it's not like biblically speaking that these things wouldn't happen by way of someone like Revelations 13, 16 seemingly guy, Bill Gates, William Gates. But it could be, if you count the number of his name, and it equals, you know, that tray six. Could be. I'm not sure. Do your research. Settle it in. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. I'm doing the same. But I might be uncracking something here because I'm not sure. But the Antichrist has to happen. And, you know, I believe that sometimes in Revelations when they speak of chariots of fire, those could be warheads. I think the prophets in the Bible didn't see things in the future like we see it. They can't see a missile and warheads and Bill Gates' foggy glasses. They have to describe it on their timing. Like, so chariots would be horses, a fire. Chariots are fire. Horses are literally not flying through the sky on fire, but that's what they see, right? Prophetically, that's what they saw because it made sense in their time. But our times could mean that chariots of fire could be nukes. You know? The name of the beast, the name of the man is 66. It could be Bill. If you spell William, John, or whatever his middle name is, Gates, you might have something there. I'm not sure. You might have the number 24 or something. 612. Whatever. You know what I mean? 18. So I don't know, but I think that's weird. I think that all of a sudden all these attacks, these, you know, swarms of mosquitoes being let out. And no one's saying that. Who actually said, who gave this project the green light in all these countries? Who are you paying out, Bill? If you let these mosquitoes out in if you let these things out in the Bible also says, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Now, I'm just going to leave that there, like they say on Instagram. I'll just leave this here. You do what you want to do with that, Bill. But here's the thing. Jesus is going to be king. God's going to be God. And you're going to be just pretending if this is what you're trying to do. If you're trying to pretend to knock off the population, like you've talked about in various interviews, by faking help and trying to humanize yourself by eating corn It's not working. Because God sees through it all. He sees through my mess. Of course he sees through yours. I'm not perfect. You're not either. I'm on the path of righteousness. That's because I have chosen to put myself on that path. And it ain't easy. You can't just say a prayer and like, I'm saved. Although I sure share a prayer around far and wide, as far as I can, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is led for me to share by his authorship. That ain't it. You still got to fall into God. You got to lean in. You got to fight. It's a narrow road to get to heaven. But I tell you what, it's worth it. But you can play all you want. All you want on earth as God. But see, the Bible also says we all share the same amount of short days. A number of days. And every man will be rewarded for their deeds. Period. So, having fun on earth thinking that, you know, you're in control, the reward, do you really want that burden on your head because you try to play God and you wanted to decrease the population? You're old, who cares if there's less people on the planet? This planet is not self-sustainable. It's not going to last forever. Nothing does, except for eternity. That's the difference. Eternity is forever. And that goes two ways. Heaven and hell. Bell. Heaven and hell and bell start. Hell and bell starting to kind of. It's kind of starting to rhyme. That coming from a girl who loves a good lyrical, you know, one off. Bell and hell. If your name is Bell, but it's Bill. And, I don't want to go on and seem like I'm attacking this guy, but I'm not for the agenda of releasing mosquitoes out into the planet when people have not agreed for your mosquitoes to be released out there. I feel like there's got to be like some sort of agreeance to that. There's got to be some sort of protocol where you ask the citizens if it's okay, not just the government. Or not just open up your briefcase, or in this case, an airplane or a helicopter, however you do this thing, and just let it be. Can't just do that. Who's flying these helicopters just letting these things out? Who's dropping these joints off? And I was kind of just joking about him opening his briefcase. But you know what I mean? Essentially, the guy is that kind of a guy that, you know, his helicopter. He's got a lot of money. Helicopters could be his briefcase. Essentially. Oh, man, guys. It's getting weird. Times is getting funky. But you know what's not funky? Is the fact that Jesus is going to come and make crooked paths straight. It says it in the Bible. So, all that said is, I'm not really afraid if the little mosquito nicks me. Or if whatever, you know, whatever on earth happens. Because again, the days are short. The impact is lasting. My concern is that you, the people who hear this voice, hear that there's an option outside of being in fear of the mosquito project, malaria, the mRNA, the monkeypox, the population control. And a partridge in a pear tree. There's Jesus. Jesus died because he knew this stuff was going to happen. He took the sins of the world on his shoulders, though he was sinless, died on the cross, overcame the grave in 3 days so that we can live. Do you believe that? If you believe anything else, you believe all this sun, moon, and stars, Kermodel. God created it. Beautiful thing, but if you believe that, can you believe that Jesus did that and lived? Why does people say that Jesus is not real, Bible's not real, but they believe in Aristotle and Da Vinci and all these people that never even lived in our time nor had birth certificates? Come on, wake up, look around. If you don't even believe, just read the Bible and tell me if you're not seeing what is happening right now. Tell me if it's not correlating or making sense. You might believe then. You're worthy. You're worthy to not be trapped in lies. I believe that you are made in the image of God, and God wants to give you the opportunity to understand why he sent his son, why he came as a man and died in flesh, felt the pain of death just for us. So he wasn't sitting up in heaven trying to be like, yeah, I'm just judging you guys. He made himself a man, came in flesh. He's not a man, he's everything, but he made himself man. So don't go, God is not a man. He's not, he thought he said he's not a man. He's not a man. He made himself man by coming in the flesh through Jesus, dying on the, overcoming the grave, living a life in the flesh just to overcome it and be the God that he always was. This, the omnipotent, the omnipresent, the everything. But the reason that he did that was to connect our faith in the future. He left his Holy Spirit behind so we can actually get guidance and understanding, reading the Bible and realizing that this is a whole spiritual realm, that we're just bodies carrying spirits. Even if you don't believe in the Bible, you believe in ghosts. You believe that you can connect with your ancestors. Those are spirits. The Bible tells us we battle not against flesh and blood, but of principalities and powers. Those are spirits. So we know that spirits are a real thing. The Bible confirms that. Good and bad. But we overcome that by the blood of Jesus. It's all there. So don't you want that power? Don't you want the power against the evils of the dark world and all this chaos by believing in Jesus and being able to call that name and knowing that you shall be saved? It says that in the Bible. Call on me and I'll answer and I will show you great mighty things. If you believe in me, you shall not perish but have everlasting life. All who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Those all in the Bible. Read it. Read it. Everything else confirms it and the Bible settles it. Like even other religions confirm Jesus, the Bible settles it. Muhammad says, I don't know a way to get to the everlasting, but pray for me as I go. Buddha says, just be a good person, but I don't know what happens after this. Jesus tells you, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through the Son, John 14:6. Don't you believe, everything, they all point to Jesus, and he tells you how to get to God. Do your research. Don't believe me. But in all things, pray about it. Through prayer and supplication, make your request known to God. Say, God, show me more. Show me more. This world is weird. For real. I'm serious. I just really, really, truly have to get that off my chest, because I think that it's going to get weirder before it gets better. We have a BRICS conference coming up at the end of August, and they're going to talk about one world digital currency, which would annihilate the U.S. dollar, which would maybe send out them chariots of fire. I'm not sure. Not certain. But it could annihilate the economy. We could be moving into a digital currency that makes you not be able to give to you, put money in your card for your grandkids. Makes you not be able to give to the man sitting on the street begging for change. Makes you document every dime you spend and also shut off the dollars that you don't spend. Hey, look, we all asked for the Jetsons, but here we are. Are we ready for the Jetsons? Are you ready for Jesus? The Bible says be sober and vigilant because, enemy walks around like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Like a roaring lion, but Jesus is a lion. He's a lion of the tribe of Judah. Don't you want to be the lion? Don't you want to rock with the lion, or you want to roll around with someone who walks around like a roaring lion? That's a knockoff. He's not a lion. He's walking around like, it's like a costume on October 31st. That's Satan. Like a roaring lion. He has no power in the name of Jesus. Say that. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan. You have no power over my life. I choose to serve Jesus. I believe he died on the cross for the sins of the world. Rose again in 3 days so that I may have everlasting life. I ask that he anoints me with his Holy Spirit. I repent for every sin I've ever committed, even everybody in my bloodline and my ancestors have committed. I repent for them too. Jesus asks that you let me walk with you and walk with, and just again, baptize me in your Holy Spirit so I can walk down that path. And then even though that path may be narrow and may be difficult to follow you, I may have to deny my flesh and be more like Christ, living a sinless life, walking on the path of righteousness, not being perfect, but being on the path of righteousness. But I'm here for it, and I want to do it. Holy Spirit, guide me. Take my hand. Abba, Father, God, rock with me. Guide me. Lead me through this path of righteousness. Lead me through still waters. Part the waters like you did for Moses in my life. But allow me to have my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life at the end of it all. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen. Say that. If you didn't catch it, run it back. Run this podcast. Rewind that part back. Rewind that prayer back. And say it. And believe it. Because otherwise, all the other stuff I was just talking about may be your outcome. Hellfire. It doesn't sound like fun. Being attacked. Look, God gave Satan this earth. That's why this chaos happens. Because the people who are really going to believe in God will end up with God. The people who didn't will have been deceived. He gave God, he gave the small g God, our God in heaven, gave Satan dominion over the earth so he can really separate the wheat from the chaff. The people who's strong in the Lord and people who are just flimsy trying to get rich and wealth on the earth. What do you want? It's so temporary. The days are short. Remember that? Eternity is lasting. It's long. So whether or not Bill Gates released them, them mosquito pilot project, whatever is inside their booties, out to poke around your body, I pray that you aren't affected by it. I pray that if it's not Bill Gates, whoever's doing it, whoever's a part of it, whatever companies, they just, I pray that God's will be done in their lives. That's honestly what I play. Psalms 92. Or is it 95? Anyways, read the Bible. You figure it out. But I am going to tell you about what Revelations 13:16 said, because I talked about it enough. It says, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. Remember, do your research. Count it out. William Gates. Bill Gates. What's his middle name? I don't know. Do your research. I'm not saying it's him, but it could. Hey, this calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it's a man's number. And his number is 666. God be with you in the name of Jesus. Do you know where you are going when you die? Do you want to change the way that you're living right now and have the opportunity to get to heaven? Say this prayer and believe it with all of your heart. Ready? Jesus, I am a sinner and I wholeheartedly repent. Please forgive me. I believe you died on a cross and rose again, conquering death so that I can live. I accept you now as my Lord and personal Savior. Please baptize me in your Holy Spirit. No matter how hard it may be to follow you, keep me honoring you from this moment forward and on the narrow path of righteousness. Holy Spirit, please walk with me every step of the way. Angels, go before me and battle all of the obstacles that are set up to trap me. Blood of Jesus, cover me in your mercy. And God in heaven, please allow my name to be written in your book of life. Amen.
Bye. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio, or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission, and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast, or the information presented in this podcast.